Hello, and thank you for visiting the podcast section of Workforce 3-1. My name is Brian Keating, and today we will be listening in on Jeremy Wu, who will be talking with Matthew Graham and Patrick Heath Hayward on local employment dynamics, On the Map version 3. Let's listen in on their conversation.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's webinar on the Map version 3. We're very grateful to Gay Gilbert, Janet Stan, Tony Thayers, Michael Harding, Grace Gilbane, Ann Mulvaney, and many others at the ETA who make this webinar possible today. It was also with support from ETA and LED partners that the first version of On the Map was released less than 3 years ago. We have come a long way since that time. Today, the application covers 45 states and 5 years of data from 2002 to 2006, with much more to come. The Utah Department of Workforce Services describe On the Map as one of the information products that makes the hearts of data geeks beat a little faster. I'm certainly one of those data geeks. We have two presenters who will give us live demonstration as well as descriptions of many of the incredible features in On the Map version 3. Matthew Graham has been a geographer and researcher with the LEHD program at the U.S. Census Bureau for about 3 years. So with that, let me turn it over to Matt.
Thank you, Jeremy. This is Matthew Graham. I'll be doing the first part of this webinar. The webinar today will begin with a brief introduction of the LED, that is Local Employment Dynamics Partnership, as well as previous versions of On the Map. Then my colleague Heath Hayward and I will spend most of the remaining time explaining and demonstrating On the Map version 3. A few major points that will be covered are the new user interface of On the Map, the expanded data set that is available in this version, and the reconfigured analyses in the version. The Local Employment Dynamics, or LED, partnership currently joins together 49 state and territorial partners with the U.S. Census Bureau to create a national longitudinal infrastructure of employment data. The strengths of this partnership rest on a state-federal data-sharing model that combines local knowledge, a national frame, and cutting-edge economic and statistical modeling techniques. In addition, because the LED partnership uses existing data sets to create new data products, it is very cost-effective. Among the new data products created by the LED partnership is On the Map. For those of you who are new to the On the Map application, the easiest way to describe it is a free, online, publicly available application that shows where workers live and where people work. On the Map version 1 was created for one pilot state back in 2006. As a result of the good feedback we received from version 1, we developed version 2, which was released in 2007, and extended the application to 42 states over 3 years of data. Version 3 continues to expand the data set, which is now 45 states and 5 years of data, as well as making big improvements to the user interface and breaking new ground by adding segmented data, which effectively gives users 10 times the amount of data previously available. I'll now note a few of the advances that we have made in version 3. First, we've expanded the name searching utility. Now all of the geographic layers are available, even inherently numerical ones like zip codes. Next, it's much easier to manipulate the map, including panning and zooming, both with the keyboard and mouse and using the on-screen tool. We now have a control panel that is persistent, that is, it stays on screen unless the user chooses to minimize it. A big change from On the Map version 2 has been that we've taken all of the analyses that are available on the Map 3 and made them consistent in that they each have four steps. We also have a new area profile map overlay in On the Map version 3. We also have better area selection tools. That is, most of the selection tools, how to choose geography, stayed the same, but they're much, much easier to use. And there's now user control over the shed roll-up, and those are the list of places where people are going. And finally, we've got animation of map overlays over multiple years. This is something that was not even dreamed of for On the Map 2, so I think it's pretty exciting development. I just want to talk briefly about the general process through which analyses can be created in On the Map. We sort of like to think of it as seven simple steps. First of all, as with any good analysis, you've got to define your analytical question. Once you've defined your question, the next step is to enter the application and locate your geographical area of interest. That is, search for the name and then possibly pan and zoom the map so that you've got your area of interest in your site. Third is to change the map a bit to either bring out key features of the geography or hide features that are getting in the way. The fourth step is actually creating the analysis. Then step five is viewing the results, both the map and the report. Step six, which is also an optional step, if you want, if you like the results, you can save them as separate files on your desktop, or you can print them out. That's up to you. And finally, if we're looking at this as a full process, we refine the analytical question and start over. Okay, I'm going to turn it to Heath now.
Great. Thank you, Matthew. Version 3 allows users to analyze certain segments of the workforce. With this new functionality, version 3 is able to answer increasingly complex workforce questions, such as where do workers aged 30 and younger live who are employed in a particular geographic area, or how many jobs in the goods-producing industry grouping are located within 5, 10, and 20 miles of a planned employment transit center or transit stop. In a workforce investment area, what are the age and earnings characteristics of workers employed in the trade, transportation, and utilities industry grouping? By creating a paired area, users can ask questions like, how many workers live in the suburbs and work in the city? Or how many live in the city and work in the suburbs? Those questions could also have been answered using On the Map version 2. But with the addition of area profile reports for paired areas, version 3 is able to answer more complex questions like, what are the age, earnings, and industry characteristics of workers who commute between two neighboring counties? Or what percentage of high-income earners live and work within a certain city versus those who commute to a rival city?
Okay, this is Matthew again. So, we've released On the Map version 3. We think it's pretty good, but we know we can improve. And we're working on additional documentation, which means we need your help. If you see something that's missing or something you think should be documented, please let us know. Please send an email to ces.local.employment.dynamic@census.gov. Additionally, you can find us and the On the Map application at the Local Employment Dynamics website. That's lehd.did.census.gov.
This concludes today's podcast on Local Employment Dynamics, On the Map version 3. For more information, please refer to the complete webinar presentation on Workforce 3.1 at www.workforce31.org. As always, please feel free to browse through our podcast archives for related presentations. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for visiting Workforce 3.1.